Nolte, lawyer Bob Iger claims Disney not sexualizing children. By John Nolte on July 13, 2023. Bob Iger, CEO of the embattled and disgraced Walt Disney Company, was caught lying with the provably false claim his company is not sexualizing children. Responding to accurate criticism from presidential candidate Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, about Disney sexualizing content aimed at small children, a visibly nervous and gulping Iger straight up lied. "We are a preeminent entertainer in the world. And we are proud of our track record there," Iger told CNBC. "The notion that Disney is in any way sexualizing our children, quite frankly, is preposterous and inaccurate." Naturally, despite a pile of video evidence that proves the opposite, the CNBC sycophant interviewing Iger did not challenge his bald-faced lie. Iger then pretended he was certain a pathetic neo-Nazi rally of about a dozen people outside Walt Disney World in June was totally, 100% real and not a bunch of feds. Iger, a nasty left-wing partisan, went so far as to suggest DeSantis was responsible for this Yahoo moment. "It was horrifying, quite frankly, and it's concerning to me that anyone, DeSantis, would encourage a level of intolerance or even hate that, frankly, could even become dangerous action," the lying CGO said. "It could be turned into some dangerous act of some sort. So it is concerning to me. Lol." So what was almost certainly a hoax rally concerns Iger. Want to know what's not concerning to Disney's groomer-in-chief? Creepy transvestites are greeting little kids at his theme parks. Want to know what's not concerning to Iger? The fact that every one of Disney's kids' movies is sexualized in some way, including crossdresser, transsexuals, homosexuals, transvestites, and various fetishists. Want to know what's not concerning to this open and proud child exploiter? Disney sponsoring transsexual prostitutes parading around in front of kids. How about Disney deliberately inviting little kids to be exposed to fetishists? How about transsexuals on Disney kids shows? How about kids exposed to drag queens? How about all this? Or this? Bob Iger is a liar using his massive corporate power to sexually confuse little children, destroy their innocence, and turn them into something disturbed and sexualized who can then be abused. What Iger is doing is grooming 101. 1. Earn a child's trust and 2. Normalize deviant and destructive behavior. Iger also lied about the plummeting attendance at Walt Disney World. Watch how he ignores the fact that Universal Studios, which is also in Florida, faced the same COVID policies and high temperatures and is not suffering anywhere near Disney's attendance losses. Since Iger and Disney made this hard left turn to defend and promote child grooming, the company's stock price has halved and has now been downgraded. Almost every movie Disney has released over the last 18 months has bombed. Iger just signed a contract extending his disastrous reign to 2026. This means the ongoing collapse of this evil, fascist, predatory, and dangerous corporation will be ours to enjoy for at least another 3 years. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.